This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Here are two things that went on in Washington, D.C. this week. The baseball team, the Nationals, played its first homestand of the season. And prosecutors continue to investigate former lobbyist Jack Abramoff and his network of political influence. There is a connection between those two things, as NPR's Peter Overby reports.
The Nationals' home opener was picture-perfect, except for the 7-1 loss. Placido Domingo sang the national anthem. Vice President Dick Cheney threw out the ceremonial first pitch. All that was missing was the usual throng of lobbyists, lawmakers, and congressional staff sitting in the luxury seats. Lawmakers like to say they can't be bought with a ballgame and catered food. They've always shaped the House and Senate ethics rules so that lobbyists can entertain them in style. In fact, when Washington's basketball and hockey arena opened 9 years ago, the Senate Ethics Committee worked the math so that some of the priciest seats were valued just below the $50 gift limit. Political scientist Don Kettle at the University of Pennsylvania's Fells Institute of Government says the real problem with skybox lobbying is more subtle than a bribe.
The opportunity for people to sit and have casual conversations, develop relationships, to make sure that when there's a big stack of telephone messages sitting on someone's desk, that one message gets pulled out and gets returned first. That's really the problem.
It took Jack Abramoff to put skybox lobbying in the spotlight. Abramoff and two colleagues have pled guilty in the Justice Department probe. All three of them cite sports tickets as important elements in bribery schemes. Abramoff kept boxes for Washington Wizards basketball, Washington Capitals hockey, Baltimore Orioles baseball, and, of course, Washington's ever-popular Redskins. He financed the skyboxes not through his law firm, but with his own private company, and the name on the skybox door was Jack Abramoff's. This all cost $1.5 million a year. Four of Abramoff's Indian tribe clients split the bill. In return, he hung photos and artwork from the tribes in the skyboxes, where his congressional guests would see it. In 2003, he pitched the deal to a new tribe. He told them, "This program has proven to be very effective." And records bear that out. 37 events in 2001 alone, almost all for Republicans. That's from a log of Abramoff's skybox events obtained by NPR. We also spoke with a former associate of his, who insisted on anonymity to avoid legal entanglement in the case, and who said Abramoff was anxious to keep the skyboxes filled. These people aren't spectators at a ball game. They're House members and reporters crowding a hallway outside the House chamber during a vote. Ray LaHood was not on Abramoff's guest list, but the Illinois congressman can explain why everybody likes skybox fundraisers.
To get away from the sort of cattle call fundraisers where you get a room in a hotel, you know, everybody stands around and eats bar food and drinks a beer and goes home.
A few minutes later, Arizona Republican J.D. Hayworth passes through the hallway. He declines to be interviewed. Abramoff invited Hayworth to the 2001 World Wrestling Federation SmackDown. In fact, Hayworth is one of several lawmakers who failed to reimburse Abramoff for the cost of throwing a fundraising event. Abramoff's associate says the office had no system for squaring accounts after such an event. If a lawmaker failed to make good, nobody cared. And skybox lobbying has one other advantage. Leonard Pfeiffer, a Washington headhunter, says private sector lobbyists make multiples of even the best Hill salaries. Abramoff liked to bring influential Hill staffers to games. The disparity in pay meant that the staffers were stepping into a lifestyle they couldn't afford themselves. Again, political scientist Don Kettle.
It's just always hard being in conversations with people who dress better than you do, who eat better than you do, who live in better places than you do, and drive better cars than you do.
And people who might help you out with a job once you decide to leave Capitol Hill. That's the way the system worked. But after the Abramoff scandal, many lawmakers are afraid of going out in public with a lobbyist. The Senate has voted to prohibit all gifts. A House bill would put skybox tickets off limits. Back in the House during a recent session, Congressman LaHood says Congress seems ready to take these steps.
So that common, ordinary people back in central Illinois or wherever they come from can have the idea that they don't have to pay $2,000 and go to a sporting event to see their member of Congress.
So if it's eliminated, is that a positive step or no?
It's a positive step in showing that we can make the reforms that are necessary to get out from underneath the Abramoff cloud.
Those proposals are still pending. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.